All right, Chevre Besiata Dishmaya. We are going to be learning in Biyam Darkecha, Kuf Yud Het on Shabbat Kodesh. This is a chapter that's called Nisyonot Vesoda Simcha Be'erev Shabbat Kodesh. The hardships, the trials, and the secret of joy on Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And Bezat Hashem, hopefully we're going to push through and make it through the chapter about Mincha of Erev Shabbat. And with that, we will be stepping into Shabbat next week. Okay, let's say we're going to be finishing the whole entire week. We finished 100, and by the end of tonight, Be'ezat Hashem, 133 pages, speaking just about the weekdays. And then we have a good another 300, 400 pages just about Shabbat Kodesh.
What did you say about the two things about tonight?
Tonight we're going to be learning about the tests and tribulations, the trials of Erev Shabbat, of Friday, and the secret of happiness. That's one chapter. And the second one, hopefully if we make it, which we should, Bezat Hashem, I might force you guys, is to talk about Mincha leading into Shabbat. Bezat Hashem. Tov, it goes like this. Itgabrut nisyonot be'erev Shabbat. The intensification, the amplification of the test that we have on Friday. It's very, very common that on Erev Shabbat, all of a sudden, a person has all these tests to go through. All of a sudden, right? It's every Friday, but it's all of a sudden, somehow. Bifrat nisyonot b'midat ha-ka'az b'midat ha-atzfut. Specifically, when it comes to anger and depression, sadness. V'hine zeh alu ligrom l'adam l'chshov, alo kol kach hitkavanti v'tzipiti l'shabbat. A person could feel, I tried so hard, I thought about it, I prepared myself for Shabbat. Why is it right now, right before Shabbat Kodesh, I have all of these tests? What is it? It's revealing that I'm on a low level? It's a question you could ask yourself. All of a sudden, 6 days of preparation, I had intention during Birkat HaMazon, I had intention during Ayom, Yom Sheni, B'Shabbat Kodesh. I connected everything, I did the Avodas. All of a sudden, I bought the right fish, I did everything, preparing for Shabbat the whole week. Now, Dafka, now, before Shabbat, I'm getting tested, I'm being proved that I'm on a low level. Dafka, Nifle Atzlacha, Mitgabrim Nisyonot. Specifically, before the success, that all the tests and the trials are amplified. It's the exact opposite of what we're saying in the beginning. It's specifically because we're so close to the revelation of the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of Hashem in this world, which is called the success, that you're about to receive a brand new level of Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Then specifically the Klipot are coming to try to nurse and suck up the light that there is there. They're trying very hard to push you down, to make you fall. So that you shouldn't make it to Hashem. You shouldn't be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, when there is an amplification of these tests on mankind, not only are you not allowed to break yourself from this, you need to strengthen yourself by way of that. Because you have to understand that the klipot, why are they coming to you right now? It's a sign that you really are about to get big light. Right? The fish, they smell blood. They come towards the blood. Right? If there's a bleeding animal in the ocean, that means it's going to die. And this is what to eat. So at the first sign of blood already, yalla, let's go. Let's get closer to this thing that's bleeding. When you're about to receive big lights, that means that there's already a little bit of a revelation on you. Right? Lavdil. So then the klipot comes. Ah, this person's about to get a new nefesh, ruach, and neshama. He's a target. So it's a good sign. It's a sign that you're really about to receive some light. And all of the tests that you have, they're all connected to Emunah.
Wait, so how did you connect it to the fish and the blood?
Right, like with the fish, when they're about to, they need to eat, they're hungry, so they smell blood, they go towards the blood.
Like it might be. You're saying the klipa is like the fish.
100%, yeah. The klipa is like the fish.
And the light is like the blood.
Exactly. Yeah, right? The main avoda of the klipot is to cause a person to think that there's something besides Hashem, God forbid. That's their main job. Klipa, lechasot, to cover up, to make a husk, to make a peel, to hide the fruit. Who's the fruit? What is the fruit? The light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the klipa want to do? Make you think that the burger tastes good, the pizza tastes good, not the spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's inside the pizza, right? Not the ikar, which is the holy sparks, rather the physical thing you see with your flesh, with your eyes. To make you think that there's some other reality, there's nature, there's this person came to anger me, there's this thing, there's this bad news. No, it's just Hashem. But the depth of all of the trials of the klipa is this idea. Believe that there's something besides Hashem that's bothering you right now, right? Or that's making you successful, whatever it is. Here we're talking about negative things, right? For example, when a person is angry at his friend, or his wife, or whoever it is. He says, by way of this, that my friend did something to me. I didn't like it. I'm angry at him because he did something against me. And you're forgetting that there's nothing that's done in this world without the will of Hashem. Even if against your will, it's the will of Hashem. If it happened, it happened. That means Hashem wanted it to happen. And if the kulam shlichim shel Hashem itbarach bilvad, everyone's just a messenger of Hashem. That's it. Alo meolam lo shamanu al mi sheichas al hadavar. Right? No one ever gets mad at the postmaster, at the messenger. That's what dogs do. Dogs want to attack the postman, right? I gave the example the other day to someone. If your person is poor, and right, let's say for example, I send a person a check and they're poor. What if they start to praise the the postman, the delivery boy? I send you the check. La'avdil, we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? But I send you the check. What are you giving all the praise to the person that delivered the check? He's not the one that gave you the money. He's not the one that signed it. You don't even say thank you to me. You're going to say only thank you to the postman? So here's on the other side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to send you a test to elevate you, like we learned in the class about Midot, to make you have more Yirat Shamayim, to have more awe of Hashem. And instead of that, you got angry at the person? Right? He's just giving you an envelope. He's giving you something concealed inside. Chmo chena atzvut, so too depression. The root of it is in the thought that ani oseh mashu, I'm doing something. I'm doing this and I need to be successful. So when I'm not successful, then I'm going to be depressed. I'm going to be upset. Because I messed up. It's about me. Therefore, every time a person has a test from the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Hara is getting stronger, you have to strengthen yourself in Emunah. Your job, when you have a test from a Klipa, is to strengthen your Emunah. How do we do this? How do we overcome this anger? When a person starts to feel anger...
When Yetzer Hara comes stronger, strengthen Emunah.
Exactly. When a person has an arousal of anger, what's the advice we give him? Lizayom me'od shelo lasot klum. Be very careful to not do anything. Don't make any actions. Lo ledaber klum, not to say anything. Wow, bo chabba. Not to say anything. Lo lasot shum maaseh, not to make any actions. Don't make any movements. Ela yishtok ve'idom. You stay quiet and you don't move. Right here, bro. If you want, or here in the corner. Ad she'argish, until you feel that the anger inside of you has calmed down. Don't do anything until all the fire has relaxed. If you make an action, if you speak, if you open your mouth, then what's going to happen? The anger is going to intensify and it's going to start to break through. It's going to start to make its waves and it's going to expand inside your being. And God forbid to hurt someone else. After you establish yourself and you sit yourself down and you say, I'm not going to say a word. Rafi was saying that when you have kas, you have to strengthen your emunah. And the advice is, at least don't do anything. Don't say anything. Don't move. Don't nothing. You get angry, don't move. Shtok veidom. Right? Because if you do anything, that means you're letting the anger go. A raging bull inside a china shop, there's nothing. Something's going to break. Whether it's 20 shekels or it's 2,000 shekels, something is going to break, right? Yachshov belibo shechaveri ze lo asa midato. This friend of mine, he didn't do it unconsciously. He didn't come dafka to annoy me, to harm me. Elu rak sheliach, he's just a messenger. Sheliach shel Hashem itbarach, not just the messenger. He's Hashem's messenger. Mimele en li ma lichos bichlal. How could I get angry at all if it's Hashem's messenger? So what is the ways of overcoming depression and sadness? Same thing. You have to run away from atzvut, from depression, by being happy in your connection you have with Hashem. And you have to continue in this avoda with big, big power, with big might. Not to get depressed and sad from the hardship you're experiencing, or from a lack of success. Hashem, Tzvakot, Hashem, the master of legions, the host of legions, he's with me. Be very careful to not fall to a weakened consciousness, to a weak mind, to let yourself fall. Oh, I'm depressed, I suck, I'm a failure, I can't do anything. I can't even get back up. I need to go lay down in my bed. I can't move. שהיצר מרמת אדם שכבר עבוד לו. The Yetzer, what does he tell you? That's it, it's a done, it's a lost case. There's no way you're going to fix this. You're screwed. Again, we're talking about Friday, right? We're talking in general. Obviously, this is applies to the whole entire life. But here we're in a chapter about Friday. If this happens to you Friday and you let it overcome you, how's your Shabbat going to be? Alapanim, right? For lack of a better term, it's going to be horrible, right? You can't let it overcome you. 100%. You're going into Shabbat with the mindset that I'm a loser. I can't fix this situation. I'm screwed. There's no way I'm going to fix this. When, meanwhile, you're about to be at the most beautiful level and you're going to receive a brand new nefesh, ruach, and neshama where you can and more than you ever did in your life because every Shabbat is on a higher level. So what do you do? Yachzik be'emunah she'Hashem yidbarach imo tamid. Hold on to the emunah that Hashem is with you constantly. No matter what is going on, Hashem is here. You continue with your avodah with tenacity, with perseverance, and with loyalty.
I want to ask, so you receive nefesh, ruach, neshama, but also the neshama yitera?
No, those are the three levels of neshama yitera that you have. You receive a nefesh, ruach, and neshama yitera. All three of them are extra. You receive an extra level of each.
All three.
The power to strengthen yourself in actuality, in practicality, is al yedei ha-machshava b'Hashem yitbarach v'adibur imo, by way of thinking about Hashem, mainly that He's with you, no matter what you do, no matter how much you messed up in your eyes, and speaking to Him, right? Like Rabbi Nachman teaches as well, machshava, thought, is the letters besimcha. It's an anagram, right? Machshava is an anagram for besimcha, enjoy. Dainu, meaning that you don't get startled about what you feel inside your heart. Okay, I feel depressed. It's emotions. Okay, I'm not saying to suppress it. I feel it. I'm aware. Okay, I don't feel good right now. I feel like a failure. But I'm not going to let that break me down. I'm not going to get startled by that. I have a whole Shabbat coming up. I'm not going to let it break me down now. Even though everything is concealed for you, everything's shut off for you. Try a little bit to speak simple words with Hashem. Tell Him what you feel. Tell Him, Hashem, I feel like a failure. I don't want to go into Shabbat like this. Help me out. This is what I'm experiencing. I was meant to do this, this, and this, and I messed up. Lichora, supposedly. But this is what I'm feeling. I'm being real with you right now. And I don't want this. Talk to Him. Feel His presence. Know that Hashem is with you, even in your failures. ויחזק את עצמו לחשוב באמונה, strengthen yourself to think in אמונה, בהכרה שכל המציאות הגשמית היא רק כלי לאור האלוקי, that with a recognition that the whole entire physical reality is just a tool for God to reveal His light in this world. And don't try to think and feel an emotion in the heart. Just act according to the כללי העבודה בזמני הקטנות. Act according to the behavior that is expected of you in a time of katnut, in a time of a constricted mindset. Shebehem tzrich lachshov et ha'emet, in a time of katnut, you have to think about the truth, right? That Hashem is here no matter what, whether katan or gadol, I feel great, I feel small, I messed up, I'm succeeding, I'm flying, I'm receding. Hashem's here. Ve'la'asot ma shetzrich la'asot, and I have to keep borderline halacha, I have to keep bottom line halacha, right? I have to pray three times a day, I have to put on my tefillin, I have to say shema, I have to read maybe two halachot a day. Not to finish a whole entire siman in Shulchan Aruch and to learn three pages of Gemara. No. I have to do the minimum of the minimum that I usually do as a human being. Not when I'm flying and I can conquer mountains. No. What is the things that every day I should expect from myself, who I am? Every individual is different than their friend. What do I do no matter what every day? What are things that I can't go a day without doing that's what I do no matter how I feel, good or bad? And you have to do it. You have to speak to Hashem and connect and pray to Hashem in a way of yearning, in a way of I want better, Hashem. I want to be better. I want to come closer to you. That Hashem should open for you also your emotions. Yishtokikut is yearning, longing. Dafka akoshi mevi'et ha'or. It's specifically the hardship that brings the light. By way of this, you're going to merit to a true light of Shabbat. It's not like the Yetzirah is trying to trick you into thinking. As if all of the success you only receive by way of light, and only if you got 100% on effort and 100% on your test, then you're going to be a success. No. It's dafka. It's specifically through the hardships that that light is revealed. Again, where are we? We're in the lowest world possible. And our job is to reveal the highest light in the world. The highest thing possible. To reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in this world. So what is Hashem's highest success? To be revealed in the darkest place. So why would we think that it's any different for us? The main aspect of light comes by way of getting through a test. A test is considered darkness. When you make it through the test, you have the biggest revelation of light. Specifically, a test of depression and sadness. Where is depression and sadness rooted? In pride, in ego, and forgetting Hashem. High self-esteem and low self-esteem, feeling like a super success and feeling like a failure, they're both ego. They're both the same midah. Right? I messed up, I succeeded. It's all about I. I messed up, I didn't do it right. I. Who are you to do it right even? You're a human being, you can do something perfect. You're a creature. You're not Hashem. Only Hashem can do perfect. And you're not even expected to do perfect. We live in an unperfect, perfect world. Right? Random precision, as Joey Rosenfeld says. You have a question?
No, I
have
a comment, but
okay.
I'll save it.
Okay. When a person is not angry and he's not sad, and specifically, mainly, that he doesn't fall to despair and weakness because of his failures, because of his downfalls. Rather, you continue to work out of a place of tenacity and holy brazenness and holy chutzpah and holy perseverance. As I umorebeze, you're showing by way of that you do believe in the oneness of Hashem. And you know that everything is from Hashem. And you know that Hashem is with you in any situation, in any time. And by way of that, you prepare a true, wonderful blessing of a vessel for the light of the oneness of Hashem that should be coming down on Shabbat Kodesh. So specifically, the thing that appeared as if you messed up, as if you tripped up, as if you fell, really it was your success. It's just that the Yetzer Hara, this oppressor, he's trying to trick you into feeling as if im ein shleimut azay Hashem yitbarach lo merutzeh. If it wasn't perfect, Hashem's not happy. It has to be perfect. And that is the opposite of the truth. Because even though for sure you have to put in effort to be successful, you have to do what you have to put in effort, right? Hashem yitbarach lo rutzeh gava. Hashem does not want pride. He wants you to submit yourself. He wants you to nullify yourself. He wants you to recognize everything is from Hashem, blessed be He. To remember that a person doesn't have shleimut, a person you're not perfected on one side. But you have to put in the effort on the other side however much you can. From a recognition, from a place of consciousness that Hashem is with me no matter what, constantly. And you have to be perseverant and tenacious to believe ba'atzlachat ha'achanot, in the success of your preparations towards Shabbat. Afilu shelefeta nira shakol stam. Sometimes it appears that none of this had any meaning. And I didn't do it properly. It was just stam. Stam, I did some actions. I had some nice thoughts. And it appears to a person that you're not able to successfully ascend towards the reception of Shabbat, towards the incoming Shabbat. You're not on the level that you should have been. You had 6 days of preparation, and here you are, supposedly even worse than you were before last Erev Shabbat. You have to know and you have to remember, this is just a test of Erev Shabbat. This is just the Friday blues. Right?
So when you feel like everything is meaningless, it's a test.
100%. It's the Yetzer Hara coming to try to trick you. V'tachlito lirot ad kama mushreshet ha'emuna pnimit belibo. What's the purpose of that test? To see how deep is the emuna rooted inside your heart. Do you really believe that Hashem loves you no matter how much you did? How successful you were? Or do you think Hashem doesn't like mess-ups? He doesn't like failures. He doesn't have room for that. He doesn't care about the people that suck. What are you, limiting Hashem? You think you know what Hashem wants? Therefore, you have to strengthen yourself. You have to keep pushing to continue in your avodah. And whatever I'm able to break through these concealments, so too will be the light that comes after it. So my job is not to be perfect. My job is just to keep going. To have netzach, to keep on pushing forward, which is the secret of Purim. Ki erev Shabbat u'midat ha-yesod. Erev Shabbat is yesod. Right? What is yesod? Connecting everything back to Hashem. You have to do a brit milah. You have to cut off the foreskin, which is the klipa that conceals and covers up the crown of Hashem. Why do you have to cut that off? So that there will be a revelation of the Holy Shekhinah. And the main aspect of revelation of the Shekhinah is dafka al-yedei katnut, specifically by way of a hard time. Because then you're showing, Hashem, I'm serving you not because of this success. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. That this is the path. I messed up. I did mess up, but I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep on going. I'm not trying to calculate how much successful I was. Did I mess up? Did I trip three times, four times? Did I run a perfect lap? Whatever it was. No, I'm not even looking at that. Right now, there's an halacha telling me to do this and not to do that. That's what I need to do right now. Even now when you have an illumination, right, you have this light that comes down, it will be a true light of godliness without pride, without ego. That's why it's so needed. Because by way of this, you start to become Anshei Shekhinah Kedusha. You start to become people of the Holy Shekhinah that are always looking to reveal the Shekhinah in the world. Hashem chose Zion. Hashem chose Zion. Hashem Yitbarach bocher b'tzadikim shekol machshav adam al Hashem Yitbarach v'itgalut kvodo. Zion here is the tzadik. Hashem chooses tzadikim. What are tzadikim? Tzadikim are people that are thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. They want to reveal His life, His light in the world. They want to give more honor to Hashem. What is a tzadik? A person who thinks about Hashem and wants to reveal Hashem. Well, what did Hashem do with the tzadikim? He chose them. Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion. Besides the fact that for us here at Toshvei Tzfat, that the Arizal explained, and also Rav Benayahu Shmueli explained on this pasuk, ki iva, ki bachar Hashem b'tzion, iva l'moshav lo. Hashem chose Zion, He desired it for a dwelling place. The Arizal and Rav Shmueli teach, don't read it like that, rather read it, ki charev Hashem b'tzion, when Hashem destroys Zion, iva and adbash becomes Tzfat, moshav lo. When Hashem destroys Zion, Tzfat is His dwelling place. That's where He wants to dwell. The Shekhinah is here in Tzfat right now. That's how the Tzaddikim explained this Pasuk, the same Pasuk that he brought out. So not only is it the Tzaddikim that want to reveal the honor of Hashem, but that's the whole entire essence of our city. Our city, Tzfat Yer HaKodesh, is the whole entire idea is to reveal it. Someone this morning said to me, what, in Bnei Brak on election day, there's noise, there's commotion, there's excitement. I said, yeah, because it's all the chitzoniyot, it's all external. Here in Tzfat, we want one thing. We want a revelation of Hashem's honor. We don't need to make noise. We just need to go and do what we need to do.
It's pretty quiet, too.
Nachon. Yeah, let's go and do what you got to do and keep it moving. Well, we care about the politicians. We care about Hashem. Kach shedavka l'rov ma'alat hazman shel nisyonot. So too, since there's such a lofty energy to the time of being tested, that period where you're being tested is so powerful. Therefore, a person is not able to be successful in having the proper intention and to feel. Even more so, if he really did fail, if he really did fall, he did do a sin. It's not the first time he feels like that. He messed up. He did something wrong. You have to be careful to not get broken and to not become depressed. This was the exact falling of Adam, the first man ever. Since he wasn't successful, and he did a sin, he fell to depression. That was his main mess up. Not the fact that he did the wrong thing. The fact that he let himself fall into depression. You have to know, Hashem does everything, and He's always constantly here. And therefore, there's no such thing as despair. Ein ya'ush, ve'ein atzvut. There's no such thing as depression. And even more so, when I'm not successful, I should go into happiness at the fact that just Hashem exists. The truest reality possible. If I'm alive, I have a connection with Hashem. That is the truth. As long as my neshama is in this world in a body, I cannot be despaired. I cannot be depressed. Hashem is with me. And if I can think and become conscious of the fact that Hashem is with me, that should be enough to get me out of my funk, out of my bad mood. Because in the depth up of everything, it's all good. Sometimes it's just covered up. And if I messed up and I fell and I did make a mistake, straight away, I need to do tshuva. That's what the halacha says. You fall, you get back up. You do tshuva. There's a process of how to do tshuva. And you have to believe that Hashem Yitbarach is chanun u'marbe lisloach. Hashem is merciful, and He gives us the ability to be forgiven. And He wants to forgive. Ha-marbe lisloach. Hashem always is looking for opportunities to give slicha, to give forgiveness. Hashem says about Himself, "Hamarbe lisloach." I am a being that I want to increase forgiveness in this world. This itself is the success. That you're able to stay in your emunah and your simcha, even though it appears as if you weren't successful, and you stay believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you stay clinging to Hashem, no matter what happens to you. This is a yichud ha'ne'elam ha'pnimi. This is the internal, hidden unification. And this is the root of all true success. To know that Hashem is here no matter what happens. So then what's the actual avoda? What is the work that we really have to do in this time? Simcha and Hashem Yitbarach. To be happy that Hashem is here and Hashem is with me. Bli listakel klal al hatzlachot. Not at all looking at the successes or the failures, just to keep on going and to be powerful with the power and the light that Hashem has brought into you. And to serve Hashem and to speak to Hashem. Right? To have the relationship. To have the relationship. Take it back to your wives. If you have a fight, chas v'chalila, with your wife, you're going to get a divorce now? That's it, one small fight. You messed up. She told you to do something and you didn't do it right. Now a divorce, that's it? It's a game over? Where I'm moving out? No. Maybe you sleep on the sofa for a night. Maybe you're not going to have, right? You're going to have a little bit of a back and forth. But you talk to her, and most of us men, we go like with our tails between our legs to our wives. We say, baby, please talk to me. What? I'm sorry. Please, please. We try to talk to her. We try to get forgiveness. So why, with Hashem Yitbarach, it's not the same thing? We have to do the same thing. Even more so. Kal v'chomer. Right? We've all experienced this. With friends, with parents, with wives. So too, it's the same thing with Hashem. You messed up. Do tshuva. Return to Hey. Return to her. Return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Return and try to make the situation better. At least tell them, I'm sorry, and I want to continue our relationship. I'm here for you, I know you're here with me, and I know we're not going anywhere. It's not over. There's no chance it's over. Sometimes this hardship comes on Friday because you didn't really prepare properly. There's a lot of people that are... they have a hard time, specifically in the beginning of Shabbat, and they're, so to say, like mourners coming into Shabbat, right? And they feel this hardship and they feel this darkness. And a lot of times the reason is that they didn't really prepare themselves properly, like we've explained for the past 102 pages. 120 pages, sorry. They didn't try to be a proper vessel for the light of Hashem to come in internally. So when the light comes, because the light comes no matter what, like the Arizal says, no matter what, the Jew is going to get nefesh, ruach and neshama on Shabbat, an extra level. So the light is coming, but it doesn't have where to dwell. It doesn't have where to fit itself. Then you feel this hardship. Your neshama feels, I'm not able to receive the light that's coming right now. But when this happens, you have to not get broken. You can't break down. Ela yitzamtzem et machshavak v'itbonen v'lefachot ka'et yitbak v'Hashem Yitbarach od b'yeter set. Constrict your mind and contemplate that at least right now I'm going to cling to Hashem.
Cling?
Cleave, attach myself, feel connected to. V'imeno matzliach likanes ledvekut murgeshet. If you can't go into a dvekut where you feel a connection with Hashem, you feel like you're hugging Hashem, it'alem me'akoshi. Ignore the hardship you're experiencing and go into Dvekut Etzem. Dvekut Etzem, like we taught in the past, is that you cling to the Shem, to cling to Hashem at the fact, just to the fact that I'm alive. And if I'm alive, that means I'm attached to Hashem. I don't need to feel it, I don't need to experience it. That is the fact. It is impossible that I'm in this world as a neshama, chelek Eloah mimamal mamash, and I'm not connected to Hashem. There's no chance, there's 0% chance that that's the case, that I'm not connected to Hashem. So whether I feel it or not, dvekut etzem, that's where I have to tap into. Ve'achshov, and you think, anid nidbak b'Hashem Yitbarach v'u ami b'li kesher, ech ani margish? I am cleaving to Hashem, and Hashem is with me without any connection to how I feel right now. And then, even more so, you use this hardship, and you use this darkness that you're experiencing in order to ascend to la'ava she'ina tluya b'davar. Unconditional love. Use the darkness and the concealment to go to a place of unconditional love. Meaning, there's no conditions here. I don't need to feel you, Hashem. I know we're connected. I know you love me. And I know I love you. And you say, I love and I want Hashem. Even though I don't feel the dveikut right now. And even though it's very hard for me. I want you, Hashem. And I love you.
One second, this sentence is very important. Use darkness and condition.
No, use your darkness in order to ascend to a place of unconditional love. Because the light of Shabbat is the light of Emunah and the light of Dveikut and the light of Bitul. And it has nothing to do with your emotions. It always comes. Every week it's going to show up on Friday night. But if you feel bad, it's because the light has not come down and been formed inside of you in a proper shape, in a proper fashion. And this happens because you didn't prepare properly. You didn't take advantage of the 6 days of action. Right? Or b'torat nisayon, or it's coming as a test. Right? It's either that you didn't do the avodah that you should have done, so then therefore your kli is not ready to receive the light, but the light is there anyway, so you just have to realize that the light is there anyway, and whether I feel it or not, that is the fact, and go off your intellect. Right? Or know that it's a test right now, and my job is to strengthen my emunah. And to know that Hashem is here no matter what, and doesn't matter how much I feel. Either way, the avodah is the same thing. It's just sometimes it's a test, or sometimes, yeah, I didn't take advantage of the week. I didn't do what I needed to do in the 6 days, and now Shabbat's coming, the light is too intense, my neshama knows it's coming, but it can't feel it, and it can't absorb it, it can't bring it in, right? So now what do I have to do? Without my emotions, I need to know that it's happening. The process is happening. Like they say in America, trust the process, right? It's going to happen. Sometime on Shabbat is going to open up for me. And when a person understands this, then he has a hard time or he doesn't feel, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have light. The opposite. Hashem and his light are there. But right now I don't feel them in the proper way. This will give you the power to cling to Hashem no matter what, with all of your might. Ad shebesov gam yizkeh l'argish. Until you come to such a point of yearning that you know it's the truth, that yearning will lead you to a revelation. There will be an opening. For example, what is this similar to? A person who's imprisoned inside a certain place. He's trapped inside of a certain place. And he's expecting to his father, he's anticipating his father coming. And his father promised him, on such and such day, I'm going to come to get you. Then what happens? If you merit, Aviv ba be'ofen ragil v'hu samech bo. His father comes in a regular, like he said, right? I'll be there on such and such day, and you're happy. Sometimes, for whatever reason, the father won't be able to come in the proper way, in the regular way, like he said. And then he has to put on a costume, right? He has to put on different clothing, and then he's going to appear that way to his son, right? Let's say there's guards. Usually the father's allowed in. But he can't get in right now because the guards are not letting visitors. So he goes and he gets a white cloak, and he gets a doctor's tag, right, or whatever it is, in order to get into the prison to come visit the son. Vina ima ben tipesh. If the son is stupid, then he's going to be pained that his father didn't come. He's not even going to approach the covered up man, the man that's in a costume. Aval im yesh leben chokhma, but if the son is wise, there's cups here on the table. Azai yavin sheim aviv amar shu yavo bezman hazeh, then he understands. If my father told me he's coming on this day, then for sure he's coming. And then what do I have to do?
Look for him.
Chayv lo shaviv b'atzmo nimtza b'toch ha'tachposet. It has to be that my father is covered up. He's in a costume right now. So too Hashem is always with us, and He will never leave us, not even for a moment. And if that's the case, if I feel bad, then I have to understand that this is just a concealment. I have to go up to the person and I have to rip apart the costume. And I have to scream out, Avi ani yodea shata iti tamid. My father, I know that you're always with me, constantly with me. You're just wearing a costume and I'm going to tear it off. Amen. So up until now was the test and the secret of happiness on Erev Shabbat. Bezat Hashem, now we're going to go into Mincha of Shabbat.